WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Film critic Stephen Schiff says his favorite movie of the holiday season isn't from Hollywood. It's the Spanish farce Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, directed by Pedro Almodovar. The movie opened the New York Film Festival earlier this year, has been playing in New York since Thanksgiving, and is opening around the rest of the country at Christmas. Stephen says seeing this movie should be a must on your list of holiday things to do.
Is it still too early to announce the arrival of the best movie of the year? Perhaps. But Pedro Almodovar's Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown is the most seductive, original, and altogether invigorating film I've seen since Blue Velvet. And it's the meatiest comedy to emerge from Europe since the death of Luis Buñuel. It's a breakthrough picture, and not just for Almodovar. This movie's polish and breadth proclaim the coming of age of Spanish pop culture in the post-Franco era. Almodovar has been a famously exuberant Madrid scene maker since the late 60s. But it wasn't until 1980 that he began writing and directing the hilariously subversive black comedies that brought him international attention. American audiences received their first jolting dose in 1985 with the release of his ramshackle but rudely funny What Have I Done to Deserve This? That was followed by the swirl and fervor of Law of Desire in 1987, and this year's unsettlingly dark sex comedy Matador, which makes bitter fun of all things Spanish, including bulls. But nothing Almodovar has done before can prepare you for the wildly stylized brilliance of Women on the Verge. The movie's a farce, but it's farce transfigured by tenderness. It plays like a cross between John Waters and Rainer Werner Fassbinder, yet underneath its bubbly camp runs a current of raw and painful emotion. Almodovar's great star Carmen Mora plays Pepa, a film dubber whose longtime lover jilts her, whereupon all hell breaks loose. By the time the movie comes to its extravagant close, the story has dipped into every goofball plot device from incest to terrorism, and its decor into every eye-popping tint from chewing gum pink to midnight purple. Women on the Verge is as artificial and frothy as a 50s fashion layout, but it's also weirdly touching. Taking cues from directors as diverse as Hitchcock and Antonioni, Almodovar creates comic images that are inexplicably arresting, even haunting. A madwoman on a motorcycle, her hair streaming behind her, or another woman, genuinely on the verge of a nervous breakdown, lighting fire to her bed and soberly watching it burn. That's an emblem of love, of her past, and of men and what they do to the hearts of women. Deep down, this movie is an impassioned study of romantic betrayal, impassioned not just because of Almodovar's flamboyant direction, but because of his profound sympathy for women in love. He creates women who are stereotypical on the surface, and then he burrows inside them until he finds their uniqueness. He's some sort of underground humanist. In Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Pedro Almodovar has managed to make sentiment look hip.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.